9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boy. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Says Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stockbroker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you into Riders Field. It's game one of this six-game series. The 12-game homestand rolls over at the midway point, game 115. It's the San Antonio Missions, the Padres affiliate, visiting the Frisco Rough Riders, the Rangers AA affiliate. You look at these two teams, San Antonio trailing just a couple games behind the Rough Riders at 21-23 in this second half. The Rough Riders sitting at 24-21, coming off back-to-back series losses, losing their first homestand of the year, 5-1 at the hands of the Springfield Cardinals this past week. but they turn their attention to the Missions, who they've had a ton of success against this season. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, and it's game one of this six-game series, a matchup on the hill that features the right-hander Henry Baez making his fifth career AA start. He's 2-0 with a 1.93 ERA on the year at the AA level. That's five earned runs over 23 and a third innings of work. He's picked up 16 strikeouts and issued seven walks over that span. But the number that really jumps out is given up 17 hits, which is a great number, limiting opponents to right around 185 batting average. But the 21-year-old, despite giving up three homers, has only surrendered five earned runs. And you look at his month of August, he's made three starts, and he's gone exactly six innings, surrendering one run over that span. He's coming up of six innings of one run, seven hit baseball with four walks and two strikeouts against the Amarillo Sun Poodles. So he gets the ball today for the Missions and the first game of six between these two teams. Ben Anderson, the right-hander, gets the ball for the Rough Riders. The 26-year-old, originally from Rexford, New York, has been dominant since July 1st, a sub-3 ERA since the beginning of July. He is 5-6 with a 3.75 ERA on the year. Across 18 appearances, 16 of those starts, he makes start number 17 tonight. He's given up 35 earned runs over 84 innings of work, including seven homers with 72 strikeouts to just 22 walks. Anderson attacking with a fastball, slider, cutter mix. And you mix in the curveball, splitter, and changeup as well. The 26-year-old, the key for him is getting through the first two innings. His first and second inning ERAs are pretty astronomical, but once he settles into the ballgame, he really cruises. Anderson coming off of a seven-inning start. He was the second Rough Rider this year alongside Nick Krauth to make it through seven frames. He looks to build on a strong start here tonight against the Missions. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, it's part one with Ryan Tutlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntland. Tunt, first of all, thanks for taking the time. Let's look back at last week. Team averaged right around six runs per game. It was a pretty good offensive week. Obviously, on the scoreboard, things didn't go the way that we would have liked. But what did you see out of the offense last week?
Thank you for having me first. And then it was great to see the offense kind of come alive, but come up with some, you know, hits where we needed them to come in, especially guys, runners in scoring position, guys not trying to do too much. Plus, being at the home yard always helps in terms of just routines and guys, you know, doing just like little things to kind of get back and ironed in. You know, we had 2 weeks where we were on the road. So San Antonio, Midland, it was, you know, some good pitching, some good staffs that we had to face. And you know, the gears didn't always align, but that's kind of how the season goes, and you got your little ebbs and flows. So it's good to see guys coming back and hungry, ready to hit.
No doubt. And you mentioned that 2-week road trip. It was a winning trip for the Riders, but
you know, those are two difficult places in the Texas League to hit. What does it mean from a mentality standpoint for your lineup coming back here and getting back into the flow, and then now after a full week at home, getting a second homestand here?
Well, it's great, great. I can't reiterate enough, great to be home and in this ballpark. Just guys know it. We love it. The conditions are always, you know, playing in our favor, especially at this time of year. But like you said, playing at Midland, you know, San Antonio, not the most favorable. But I think the messaging, just from a team standpoint, so offensively, you know, there, wind's blowing in a lot of times. It's tougher kind of dimensions, so keeping ball flight a little bit lower. Just setting our sights to do damage kind of a little bit lower than you may do at some of these other parks, especially where we travel to. But, you know, even talking with the hitters today, I don't think much changes from that aspect, just with the staff that we're going to be facing this week. So we're going to look to attack, you know, in similar ways and get guys' strengths and get their swings off. I think that's a big one.
Love it. You look at some individual performances from this past week. There's some new faces in this lineup for the Rough Riders. Luis Miesi's made his home debut this week for the Riders, and what a game he had in that win last week. Two home runs, including the walk-off two-run shot to win things, the Rough Riders winning in the bottom of the ninth. Talk to me about Luis and what you've seen out of him early in his Double-A career.
Luis is awesome. Love having him here. Love having him around the clubhouse already, and it's been a short period of time, but just speaks to the volume of his character and, you know, what he brings to the table. You know, first time seeing Luis play, it was actually when we were in Hickory and he was with the White Sox, and we just, across dugouts, were like, man, this dude absolutely mashes every time we faced him. So I was excited to have him. And I'm sure all the guys and everybody here as well. But I'm really happy that he had that kind of showing. Two homer games, not always something that you're going to run by, but he does a really good job of segmenting the different events and different at-bats. So he's a pro when it comes to that, and glad to have him.
That's part one of our interview with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntland. Tune in tomorrow for part two. We're going to go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. And when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the series opener between the Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. And let's get you those starting lineups for the series opener of this six-game set. The Rough Riders in the midst of a two-week homestand following a two-week road trip that took them to San Antonio as well as Midland. The final matchup between these two teams here in the regular season. San Antonio trying to punch their ticket to the postseason. They currently sit in third place in the Texas League South behind Midland and Frisco. First for the visiting San Antonio Missions, they will line up under manager Luke Montz as follows. It's Ripken Reyes, the second baseman, leading things off, followed by the center fielder Connor Hollis. Romeo Sanabria, the designated hitter, bats third. Robbie Tenorowicz, the first baseman in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is the left fielder Cole Cummings. Marcus Castagnon, the third baseman, bats sixth. And batting seventh is the right fielder Robert Perez Jr. Anthony Villar, the catcher, will bat eighth. And Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop, rounds things out for San Antonio. Again, for the Missions, it is Reyes, Hollis, Sanabria, Tenorowicz, Cummings, Castagnon, Perez Jr., Villar, and Ditter. for the Rough Riders, coming in at 68-46 and looking to get back on track after dropping back-to-back series, first on the road to the Midland Rockhounds, the A's affiliate, and then to the Springfield Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals affiliate here at home. They look to start things off with a bang here tonight, and they will line up under manager Carlos Cardoza as follows. It's the center fielder Alejandro Osuna back in the leadoff spot, followed by the shortstop Maximo Acosta. Cody Freeman, the designated hitter for the Riders tonight, he bats third. In the cleanup spot and at the one bag is Abimelech Ortiz. Luis Miesis bats fifth and he'll roam in right field. Opposite of him in the outfield is Aaron Zavala batting sixth in left field. The third baseman, Caber Rodriguez, bats seventh. Cooper Johnson does the catching for Ben Anderson tonight. He's batting eighth, and rounding things out for the Riders is Alex Degody, the second baseman, coming off of his 30th birthday yesterday. Degody at the bottom of the card. Again for the Riders, it is Osuna, Acosta, Freeman, Ortiz, Miesis, Zavala, Rodriguez, Johnson, and Degody. Game 115 on the year. And the Rough Riders trying to get back on track after dropping 5 of 6 to the Springfield Cardinals, coming in at 24-21 in this second half. They're trailing the Midland Rockhounds, who appear to have the second half locked up, not necessarily in the second half standings, but when you look at the overall records, Midland is essentially a lock to make the playoffs, and that would be the Rough Riders' first round matchup come September. The Rough Riders going to host at least one game of the postseason on Thursday, September 19th, and then an if necessary game on the 20th of September. And do they advance to the postseason? They will host game one of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. Those tickets are on sale. So go ahead and head to RidersBaseball.com and get your tickets for the postseason. We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic. He'll take us the first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit RidersBaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher! A three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
The Rough Riders homestand continues as today it's the San Antonio Missions and the Frisco Rough Riders in game one of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. Very happy to have you alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Today it's Ben Anderson who takes the ball for the Rough Riders, facing off for the fourth time in his season against the San Antonio Missions. It's game number 19 head-to-head between these two teams this season. And the Rough Riders have absolutely dominated in the head-to-head series. They are 16-2 against the Missions this season. And Ben Anderson is ready to go. He pitches home, and it's on the outside corner. A strike going one. We're underway at 7:07. Just 2 minutes tardy on this Tuesday evening. Ripken Reyes is in from the left side. The switch hitter. And Anderson ready from the stretch. He fires. It's just outside. One ball and one strike. The Rough Riders coming off a series last week against Springfield in which they lost five of the six games. And Frisco is coming into this one 3-9 in their last 12. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. That's up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. While on the other side, the San Antonio Missions are 6-6 in their last 12. And that's since the last time these two teams met down in San Antonio. 2-1 offering. Reyes swings, fouls it in and out of Johnson's glove, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders took down the Missions 5-6 their last time down there in San Antonio. It was the only loss that they had down in San Antonio their last time there. They went 12-1 this season down in the Wolf. Here's the stretch from Anderson. He brings home the 2-2. Here's a soft ground ball to shortstop. Acosta gobbles it up, slings it sidearm to first, and retires Reyes. One away. Connor Hollis bats now. Top of the first inning. One out. Bases clear. No score. Hollis, the center fielder. Now, the Rough Riders had a series earlier this year here at Riders Field against San Antonio in May, in which they had a game rained out. And it was made up down in San Antonio. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. And so the Rough Riders played a seven-game series down there, with one of those being a doubleheader. And Frisco ended up sweeping that seven-game series overall down in San Antonio. The 0-1. There's a line shot down the right field line. It sinks in fair. Meaces cuts it off before it reaches the corner. Hollis turns. He's on his way to second. The throw off line. And Hollis slides in safely with a double with one down here in the first inning. Now Hollis going the opposite way down the right field line. The batting title winner in 2022 in the Texas League, hitting .333. Off to a slower start this season, playing in his 70th game this year, just hitting .224. But he has a double here with one out in the first inning and a runner in scoring position for Romeo Sanabria, as it's the first time the Rough Riders are seeing the number 24 prospect. Here's the pitch home. There's a foul at a play down the left field line, and it's 0-1. Sanabria is the designated hitter today. Was not with the Missions when the Rough Riders saw him 3 weeks ago, playing in just his 12th game with San Antonio, and he's hit well, 14 for 37, a .378 average. The pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-2 now on the DH. Ben Anderson today for the Rough Riders, the 26-year-old, standing 6'4", 200 pounds, out of Rexford, New York. Is making his 19th appearance and 17th start. He's 5-6 with a 3.75 ERA, and he's been very good in his last four outings, a 2.05 ERA. He readies and fires home. Down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on Sanabria. In 84 innings, 72 strikeouts for the right-hander. To 22 walks, opponents hitting .270 against him. Anderson went six shutout innings against these Missions in San Antonio, his last head-to-head meeting with them. He fires, swinging a foul off Johnson at the back of home plate, and it looks like that got him in between the legs. Not necessarily a fun place to get hit. 0-2 on Sanabria, and home plate umpire Trevor Matthews will give Johnson a second. Anderson making his fourth start head-to-head against San Antonio this year. one bad start really taints those numbers. He allowed 6 runs over an inning and a third in his first start back on May 8th against him. That was the Rough Riders' only home loss against San Antonio. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive on one hop up the middle. It's into center field. Hollis wheels around third. He comes in to score, and it's 1-0 San Antonio in the top of the first inning. Three batters in, a double and a single by Sanabria. Driving in the game's first run, and Robbie Tanerowicz bats now. In his second start against the Missions, Anderson allowed 2 runs over 5 innings, and then that 6 shutout inning performance back on July 30th against San Antonio. The pitch. That's fouled away by Tanerowicz to the right side. It's 0-1. 1-0 San Antonio early on with 1 out in this top of the first inning. Sanabria in his first career at bat against Frisco, picking up hit number 1. Here's the stretch. And the offering is a chopper foul down the left side past Luke Montz, the manager and third base coach for this Missions team. The Rough Riders, having seen plenty of the Missions this season, 16-2 is the best winning percentage against one single team in program history. The pitch. That's low, and it's 1-2. They have been phenomenal this season against San Antonio. An .889 winning percentage against them this year. Tanerowicz is 3-for-6 against Anderson this season, and the pitch. It's fouled directly back, and it's 1-2. 2 of those 3 hits against Anderson doubles. He's also walked twice against him. With 3 hits, the most by any singular player against Anderson on the San Antonio lineup. Hollis's double against him was his first hit, and now 3 at-bats against Anderson this season. Right-hander readies. And the 1-2. Inside, he hit him in the helmet. My goodness. Tanerowicz didn't move at all. Oh, man.
He almost leaned into it with his head
and he
there.
Gives the thumbs up. Goodness gracious. Tanerowicz has been hit by a lot of pitches this year. And that one, yep, just kind of ducked right down into it. And he gives a smile immediately. Well, that's why you wear helmets. All right, so he's good to go. And the first pitch to Cummings is a strike, and it's 0-1. So runners at first and second now. And one out. 1-0 San Antonio. Tanerowicz, the league leader in hit by pitches with 34. The pitch is a ground ball through the left side. It's into left field for a hit. Sanabria getting waved around third. Zavala's throw is cut off. Now the throw to third, and they have Tanerowicz right there, and they get the out. But the second run of the inning does come across to score. Sanabria crosses the plate, and it's now 2-0 San Antonio. Tanerowicz is out 7-5-6. 2 down in the inning. Cummings with the RBI single. Here's Marcus Castagnon. Castagnon, right-handed batter. Here's the stretch and a throw over to first, not in time. Hitting .223 on the season in 87 games. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Tanerowicz is second in all of minor league baseball in hit by pitches this year. The man who's third is also on this team, Ripken Reyes. He led all of minor league baseball in hit by pitches last season. The offering. Here's a swing and a high drive out to deep left field. Zavala just gives up on it. It's long gone up onto the peak porch. Marcos Castagnon touches off a 2-run homer, and San Antonio has exploded for 4 runs in this top of the first inning against Ben Anderson. on an 0-2 pitch. He got a breaking ball, the curve right in the middle of the plate, and hammered it 104 miles an hour off the bat, 433 feet. Not a cheapie. And it's 4-0 San Antonio in this first inning. Goodness, was that a blast. Oh, Anderson readies and fires. It's fouled back, and it's 0-1 on Perez. Perez playing in his 99th game this season with San Antonio, hitting just 206. Does have 8 home runs, and the pitch is a hard grounder out to shortstop. Acosta vacuums it in, lofts onto first base, gets him, and the inning is over. Damage done, though. 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and nobody left on. 4-0 San Antonio, bottom of the first inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the bottom of the first inning. It's 4-0 San Antonio. An onslaught of offense for the Missions in the top of the first, and the Rough Riders look to respond against Henry Baez. And it looks like Robbie Tenorowicz has been taken out of this game after being hit by a pitch in the first on the helmet. He gave the immediate thumbs up saying he was all right, but now Lucas Dunn has taken over for him at first base. So he's being taken down to the right field line and maybe being evaluated for a concussion protocol, though we can't speculate. Lucas Dunn has taken over for him. So San Antonio loses their cleanup hitter. And hopefully he is okay. Oh, Alejandro Osuna steps in against Henry Baez, and the first pitch is outside. 1-0. Baez pitching against the Rough Riders for the second time. A relative newbie to the Texas League, the 21-year-old. Roxon deals the 1-0. That's on the upper edge outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. The San Cristobal Dominican Republic native, 6'3", 175 pounds. He winds and fires. Swinging a line shot into center field right at Connor Hall as he jumps at the last second coming in on it and is able to make the catch. He nearly overran it, and that would have been almost doomsday for him. But Osuna lines out at 107 off the bat to center field, and there's one away. Now Hollis, even though he's new to the center field position as of really 2 years ago, and has really been more of an infielder than an outfielder, has arguably been the best defensive center fielder we've seen this year. First pitch to Max Acosta rides inside at 93, and it's 1-0. He nearly made a mistake there, but instead it's out number one. Baez, the wind back, and the pitch. That's just below the zone, 1 or 2-0 now. Baez making his fifth start at the AA level. He's 2-0 with a 1.93 ERA. He rocks and deals in the 2-0. Swinging a line drive down the left field line and foul. And that one at 106 off the bat. So the Riders with a couple hard hit balls against Baez early on, but that one a foul ball. They hardly had anything hard hit against him in his first start against the Rough Riders as he went six innings, allowing just one run on one hit. It was a solo homer. He struck out seven and walked one. He rocks into his windup and offers home. It's up and in, and it's three balls and one strike. He was throwing a perfect game against the Riders into the sixth inning, his first start against Frisco. Cooper Johnson blasted a solo home run into left center to break that up. He offers home. Fouled back this way off to our right side, and it's 3-2 now on Acosta. That game that Baez started, the only game that the Rough Riders lost at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium this season in 13 games. Acosta calls time and steps out. Baez is the number 7 prospect in the Padres organization, which is not a very deep organization right now after they traded 12 top 30 prospects this year for different major league players. The Padres obviously in win-now mode. Baez back into his wind in the 3-2. Swinging a line drive, hit softly up the middle, but perfectly placed. The shortstop Ditter's got it on one hop, and Acosta is out at first on the throw. A two away. Freeman stands in now. It looked like that ball was going to leak up the middle, but right at the last second, Ditter was able to cut it off. Freeman looking to rebound after a tough series. Went just 4 for 23, a 174 average last week against Springfield. First pitch is just outside, 1-0. It's 4-0. Rough Riders trail here in the bottom of the first inning. Baez with his shoulders square to the third base dugout, the 1-0. Up and in, it's 2-0. Defense behind Baez today, it's Cole Cummings in left, Connor Hollis in center, and Robert Perez in right. Marcos Castagnon has third, Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop, Ripken Reyes at second, Lucas Dunn at first. Anthony Villar catches as this offering is cut on and missed, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders will try to do something against this San Antonio pitching staff, which has been pretty good, especially with Baez in the starting rotation. What they really struggled with is scoring runs, and well, they already have four tonight. 2-1. There's a breaking ball for a strike. And it's two balls and two strikes now on Freeman. Baez works with a fastball, slider, and changeup, as is Arsenal. 2-2. Swinging a foul back into Villar's glove. He hangs on for strike three. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 inning for Henry Baez. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top of the second next. Rough Riders trailing 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Oh,
We're to the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders now trailing 4-0. Frisco and Ben Anderson allowing four runs in that top of the first inning. RBI singles from Sanabria and Cummings, and then Marcos Castagnon blasted off with a two-run homer. So it's 8-9-1 due up in this top of the second inning for San Antonio. Anthony Villar, the catcher, standing in against Anderson, left-handed batter. First pitch, that's over the heart of the plate, a strike, it's 0-1. Villar, another newbie, playing in just his ninth game with the Missions, just 2-for-25 at the plate in those prior eight. He draws a pull side shift in the infield. The pitch, that's up and away, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders looking to rebound off of what was a very tough series for them last week, losing 5-of-6 to Springfield. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive, looped out to left field. Sending Zavala back, still going. Reaches out at the last second, makes the catch. One away. Nine-hole hitting Ray Patrick Dinner stands in now. 29-year-old. 4-0 Missions, top of the second. Anderson readies and fires in. That's fouled back, and it's 0-1. When you look at the last couple weeks for the Rough Riders, the last two opponents that they played Midland and Springfield, arguably two of the best teams in the Texas League outside of the Rough Riders, who had the best record in AA coming into that series. Here's the 0-1. Outside corner, a strike, 0-2. And they went 3-9 against those two teams. So a bit of a changing of the guard is what it feels like in the Texas League, where the Rough Riders just flat out dominated in the first half. The pinch. Swinging a ground ball to the left side of the infield. Rodriguez to his left. He gobbles and throws him out at first, two away. Top of the order now, and Ripken Reyes, 4-0 San Antonio. Frisco trying to beat up on their old adversary, who they have bullied so badly this season in this series. The Rough Riders have just dominated the Missions. It has been so easy for the Rough Riders to come from behind in a lot of these wins that they've had against the Missions. They seemingly, maybe down for the count in some of these games, have returned and won. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner with Reyes showing bunt and pulling back. Of course, it's not easy to win these games, but sometimes you just have a team's number. Riders are 33-9 at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The pitch is a strike in the inside corner, 0-2. Since 2021, they have that record. So they've been less successful against the Missions during this stretch since they returned from the AAA level following 2019 here at home, but still very dominant. Pitch is fouled away to the left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. So hoping to get some wins against San Antonio this week after a couple tough weeks in a row. Good news is ultimately it doesn't really matter. They're already in the playoffs. 0-2. Swinging a line drive up the middle, and the shortstop Acosta's got it on a short hop, tosses onto first base and gets him, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Ben Anderson. Nice bounce back. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 4-0 Missions. We go to the bottom of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the second inning, the Rough Riders send their middle third of the order up. Abimelech Ortiz, Luis Meneses, and Aaron Zavala. Henry Baez back out for another inning after a 1-2-3 first, and he offers just misses low, one ball and no strikes. Ortiz coming off one of the best series for him all season long, the pitch. He swings, cues it off the end of the bat, a squibber down the third baseline. Baez backhands, fires to first, not in time, skips down the right side, into the Mission's dugout, and Ortiz is awarded second. So an infield single and a throwing error on Henry Baez. And the Rough Riders have a runner in scoring position with nobody out here in the second. Well, when it's going good, it's going really good. And Ortiz able to get aboard by a soft ground ball back to the pitcher. Ortiz hit 500 in that series last week, 11 for 22. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Meneses swings, rockets into left field, and shallow. Cummings coming in. He's there to make the catch. And Meneses lines out to left field. One out on the first pitch for Aaron Zavala. Cummings with a good read coming in on that ball, easily able to make the grab. Ortiz remains at second base, and Zavala, finished out the series of the two-hit game on Sunday, stands in. Baez looks back to second and delivers home. And Zavala takes a strike right down the heart of the plate with a fastball. It's 0-1. Zavala, a 5-for-20 series with a homer and four RBIs against Springfield. Baez from the stretch. 0-1. That's high. One ball and one strike. Riders really would like to turn the page quickly and make sure they're right back to where they left off last time they were at home, the pitch. That's high and away, and it's two balls and one strike. And if they can get back to that, they'll be feeling pretty good. Here's the stretch and the 2-1. That's fouled away to the left side. It's 2-2. Because really, this entire season, it's been the pitching staff that has been so good for the Rough Riders. And when they've been pitching it well, the offense has done just enough. But in their five losses, they blew leads in four last week. 2-2 pitch. That's up and away. That's three balls and two strikes. Any game you allow four runs in the first, it's going to be a little tough to win. But Riders do not want to get down and out and feeling down about themselves early on in this one today. Zavala half swing out towards the mound. Baez ready from the stretch. He flicks it home. Swinging a ground ball, chopped to the right side. Dunn tries to backhand. It's off his glove. Bare hands, throws into first. Not in time. Zavala is safe at first base. Ortiz down to third. Dunn with a tough backhanded chance, but knocked it down when he recovered and
kind of shoveled it over to first base to Baez covering, and Zavala was able to beat it out. So close play. It could either be an infield single or the second error in the inning for San Antonio. Zavala clearly safe at first. They do give it a base hit. So infield single for Aaron Zavala. Pitch to Keber Rodriguez. Swinging a ground ball hit hard right at the shortstop Ditter onto second for one. Reyes to first, double play. And the inning is over just like that. So the Rough Riders get a couple of hits, but cannot score. No runs on two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Top three next, Riders trail 4-0. Luke Maley takes the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid. Top of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing 4-0 to the San Antonio Missions alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. And the first offering to Connor Hollis, a ground ball right chest high to Ben Anderson on the hill. He collects and fires to first. One pitch, one out for Ben Anderson, who sat down 5 in a row since the two-run homer by Marcus Castagnon made this a 4-0 ballgame in the first. Well, Anderson helps himself out on the 1-3 ground out. So often for pitchers, anything hit back at them is a tough play, if not right at them and reactionary tough. And it's them bouncing off the hill and trying to make a play. And that one there bounced up about as easy as you can get as Anderson kicks home and misses with a breaking ball upstairs. Romeo Sanabria batting from the left side. Sanabria still just 22 years old and, as Zach mentioned, the number 24 prospect in this organization. He watches a called strike on the inner third at the bottom half of the zone. Sanabria, an 18th round pick out of Indian River State Junior College, that being in Florida. 1-1. Fastball misses upstairs, and it's a 2-1 advantage for the designated hitter. And Sanabria actually was drafted as a catcher, but only played in 6 games behind the plate professionally before being moved to first base. 2-1 on its way, and he chops it right side through the hole into right field, a base hit. Sanabria, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles against Ben Anderson. And San Antonio has a runner aboard with one away. And Lucas Dunn coming to the plate for the first time tonight. Dunn hitting in place of Rami Tanerowicz, who was hit in the head by a pitch in his first trip and then caught trying to go first to third on an RBI single by Cole Cummings. Exited the game following that top of the first. There's a called strike to Dunn. right at the bottom of the zone. Down in there defensively. A straight up switch. He goes in at first base for Tanerowitz and hits in the four spot. Anderson rocks and fires, and there's a chopper left side. Could be two. Rodriguez has it on to second for one. Over to first in time. 5-4-3, inning-ending double play. And Ben Anderson faces the minimum in a scoreless top of the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Riders do up in the bottom of the third. When we come back, it's 4-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders facing an early 4-0 deficit. They've notched a pair of hits, both of them coming in the second inning against Henry Baez. Baez, the number 7 prospect in the Padres organization, and he is off to a hot start in his Double-A career. Yet to suffer a loss and has a sub-2 ERA at this level across 4 starts. He's carried it over here tonight. Cooper Johnson in from the right side. The Riders catcher trying to get something started here in the third. And he chops one left side. The third baseman, Castagnon, can get there. And it's into left field, a base hit. One pitch, and Cooper Johnson has himself his first knock of the night. The third for the Riders against Baez. And for a second consecutive inning, the Riders have the leadoff man aboard with a base hit. There's Alex Degody at the bottom of the car. Degody entering tonight, hitting an even 190 here at the AA level. His numbers in a smaller sample size, a bit better at the AAA level. Open stance for the right-hander, and the offering home is called a strike. A fastball in the lower third at 93 miles an hour. Henry Baez, still just 21 years old. One of the youngest players in the Texas League. Right-hander set. He kicks and fires. There's a line drive over the first baseman's head and into right field. Now Johnson trying to go first to third. The throw will be cut off, not in time. Back-to-back singles from the 8-9 hitters in the Rough Riders order. And Frisco has him cornered against Baez. With nobody out in the top of the lineup and Alejandro Osuna coming up. Good piece of hitting by Alex Degody. He got a fastball at 94 miles an hour inside on the right-handed hitter, and he was a bit late, but shot it over the first baseman Dunn's head and into right field. So first and third for Frisco. Here's Alejandro Osuna from the left side. Osuna lined out to center his first trip, and he watches an elevated changeup for ball one. That out by Osuna, a loud one his last time up. Right-hander sets the offering home, and Osuna shoots it down the left field line, hooking foul, and it will land foul. That ball kept carrying as well. ended up clanking off the wall just to the left of the foul pole. Caromed its way back into the field of play. And out by Osuna to open the Rough Riders' bottom of the first was 105 plus off the bat. A one on its way to Osuna, and he shoots it foul off to the left side and out of play. Nothing in two. Osuna coming off of a bit of a tough week here at home against the Springfield Cardinals, and that's been a rarity for the left-handed hitter. He's been a staple at the top of the lineup for Carlos Cardoza's Riders. Offering home, and it's down in the dirt. Taken for a ball. A changeup. Nice job by Villar behind the plate to make the block. That keeps the runners at first and third. Cooper Johnson over at third base. Alex DeGoti opposite of him at first. Two balls and two strikes. The right-hander readies. Long pause, he kicks and fires, and Osuna takes just a bit inside. Fastball at 95, and the count runs full. A solid at-bat to this point on the Rough Riders' center fielder. And Osuna looking to win the battle. Baez set at the chest, runner goes, and the offering home smacked on the ground to the second baseman Reyes, who flips the second for one, and they turn two, but Cooper Johnson able to score coming down from third. What a decision by Ripken Reyes at second base. Alex DeGoti got a good jump as he was running on the pitch. And it looked almost certain that Reyes' only option was going to be at first base. But he flipped on to Ditter at second base. And Ditter fired over to Dunn in time. So they do turn the 4-6-3 double play. So no RBI for Alejandro Osuna, but the Riders get a run. 4-1 our score, and here's Max Acosta. He takes downstairs for ball one. Baez had a 1-2-3 first inning. He's allowed at least two base runners in the last two frames as Acosta takes downstairs. That time a changeup, two balls and no strikes. But he's rolled a double play in each of the last two frames. A 4-6-3 here in the third. The 2-0. Acosta pops it up on the infield. Sky high, Castagnon, the third baseman, looking up at it, as is Ditter, but it's Castagnon, the third baseman, there to haul it in. So the Rough Riders, bottom of the third, comes to a close, but they do pick up a run. It comes on two hits, no errors, and they leave nobody on the base paths. We go top four, San Antonio clinging to a 4-1 advantage over Frisco here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, San Antonio leading 4-1 over the Rough Riders. And the first offering from Ben Anderson to the left-handed hitting Cole Cummings misses upstairs. Ball and no strikes. coming his last time up, delivered an RBI single, later scored on a two-run homer, offering home, and Anderson caught the outer third with a breaking ball. Well, Ben Anderson is through three innings now, and this is where things really get going for Anderson on the year, and 16, offering home a foul ball, and 16 appearances in the fourth inning. He has just a 0.57 ERA. That's one earned run over 15 and two-thirds innings of work. And that's been the story this year. The first two innings have been tough for Ben Anderson, but once you get through those, it's smooth sailing. A 1-2 runs off the plate, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Cummings entered tonight hitting just .225, but he does have nine homers and now 47 RBI after picking up the second run for San Antonio as part of that four-run first. 2-2, chopped on the ground, foul, and into the dugout on the first base side. The dugout that San Antonio will spend its time in this week. So it remains two balls and two strikes. It's the 5-6-7 batters due up here in this frame. 2-2 on its way, swing, and he just caught a piece of it. Change up low and away, and Cummings chased outside the zone, but just got a piece of wood on it, and he stays alive. It's Cummings, Castagnon, and Robert Perez Jr., the three due up against Ben Anderson here in this Missions half of the fourth inning. Right-hander ready, set at the belt, he kicks and fires, swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. And Ben Anderson has his first strikeout tonight. Cole Cummings back to the dugout. And here comes Marcus Castagnon, who hit his 11th homer of the year as part of that four-run first. It was a two-run shot, and he certainly got all of it. And it's a deep left center field, 430-plus feet. First offering chopped on the ground off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout. On that third base side. Castagnon, the third baseman tonight for San Antonio. Showed off the power in that first inning. That the average hasn't been where he would like. Hitting .227 coming into this plate appearance. Righty kicks and fires, and it misses outside. Even at a ball and a strike. Castagnon batting from the right side. Ben Anderson has retired the last seven batters he's faced in order. He kicks and fires. There's a line drive towards Zavala and left. It'll hop in front of him, and Zavala has it on the warning track. It's a long single for Marcus Castagnon, who's 2-for-2 this evening. He might have hit that one harder than he did his home run. 109 off the bat. A line drive. And it one hops in front of Aaron Zavala. And there's one aboard with one gone here in the top of the fourth. Anderson allowed a one-out single in his last frame in the top of the third, but got Lucas Dunn to bounce into a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. Robert Perez Jr. takes just below the zone. That time a changeup from the right-hander. Ball and no strikes. Perez the right fielder this evening. And the 1-0 offering, cut on and missed. Swung over the top of a changeup. Castagnon at first after the one-out base hit. The Rough Riders infield playing the right-handed hitting Perez Jr. to pole. Outfield relatively straight up. Right-hander kicks and fires in on the hands. A flare in foul ground off to the right side. And it'll come in to a rest in the seats. So Anderson in control. A ball and two strikes. Anderson across the 50-pitch mark. Now sitting at 53. Working from the stretch. He peers in and has his sign. He kicks and fires, and a wave and a miss. Another changeup. And Robert Perez becomes strikeout number two and out number two of the top of the fourth.
we'd love Anderson to just keep on chipping away here. He's still in good shape with that pitch count now at 54 pitches. Depth is always important in the beginning of the series, and you'd love to get him at least through five, if not into the sixth inning.
Certainly so. As he pitches to Villar, there's a line drive into right field. It hops in front of Luis Mieses. Marcus Castagnon goes first to third, and Macosta cuts off the throw from Mieses. And Anderson in a bit of a situation with runners at the corners with two away. For the bottom of the card, and Ray Patrick Ditter. Ditter known for his defense at shortstop, hitting just 187 coming into tonight. He's 0 for 1. He bounced out to the third baseman, Caber Rodriguez, his first trip up against Ben Anderson. Anderson has gone strikeout, single, strikeout, single. Here in the fourth, the first offering runs a bit upstairs. Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop, batting from the right side. Marcus Castagnon at third. Anthony Villar at first base after the single. Anderson set. The pitch home. There's a chopper left side. Caber Rodriguez has it above his head. A long throw across the diamond, but in front of Ray Patrick Ditter in time. It's another 5-3 ground out for Ditter, and Ben Anderson has himself another scoreless frame. It's no runs on two hits, no errors, and two stranded. We go to the bottom of the fourth with San Antonio leading Frisco 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman opens up the Riders half of the fourth. Trailing 4-1, they got a run in the bottom of the third against Henry Baez. Second trip through the order, Freeman struck out his first time up. Initial offering from Baez glides inside for ball one. Cody Freeman batting from the right side, sitting at a .264 average with 13 homers and 53 RBI. Offering home a fastball, just misses the bottom of the zone. Those 13 homers for Freeman tie a career high. His next will set a new career high as he watches a fastball on the outer third. There's a called strike. 2-1. Freeman, Ortiz, and Mieses, the 3-2 up in the Rough Riders' fourth. Baez rocks, his offering on the way, a check swing by Freeman. They appeal down to first base where Sean Sparling says he did not offer. Freeman at a true hitter's count, a 3 balls and a strike. Right-hander peers in, has his sign, and he's back to work. 3-1 is lined down the left field line, and it'll drop in a hit. Freeman around first, racing for second base, and he's got himself a leadoff stand-up double to open the fourth. Yeah. turned on a fastball in on his hands. He didn't hammer it. It was 84 off the bat, but in a perfect location. Dropped in to the right side of Cole Cummings in left. And rolled to the base of the wall. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, who's 1-for-1 with a single. Offering home. Glides a bit inside. That time a changeup from the right-hander. Ortiz coming off a series in which he hit right around 500, playing in all six games of the six-game set. Offering home, and Ortiz takes a called strike. Down on the outer edge to the left-handed hitting. Abimelech Ortiz. Freeman in second after the double. And the offering home. That glides down and in to Ortiz. 2-1 advantage for Abby. Sitting at 9 homers on the year and has had some new life breathed into him since returning back to Frisco. Bouncer on the right side. A foul ball off the facing of the first base dugout. Ortiz, during the two-week road trip that saw the Rough Riders take on these missions as well as the Rockhounds, went through a bit of a slump, but is back to himself here at home. He awaits the 2-2 offering. A line drive foul off to the left side. A bit late on an elevated fastball.
You mentioned the struggles on the road. If you look at his last two home series, both against Tulsa and then last week, 414 hitter combined between those two series.
Unbelievable. And the power numbers here in this ballpark, much better as well, too. 8 homers of his 9 have come here at Riders Field. And right as Baez started to kick, Ortiz asked for time. He's granted it by Trevor Matthews.
And half of those home runs have come in the last two home series.
There you go.
3 home runs against Tulsa and then 1 last week.
Now 1 last week was straightaway center. Pitch misses inside to Ortiz again at 95 miles an hour.
And on top of that, a go-ahead home run. I mean, you look at the home runs the Riders hit last week. They hit 7. It felt like they were all in very impactful moments of the game as well.
Oh, it certainly did. Ortiz hit it straightaway center, 421 feet. Three and two the count. Baez ready. He kicks and fires. Payoff pitch is looped foul down the left field line and just outside the reach of Marcus Castagnon. Ortiz stays alive. He was hustling down the first base line. Hung on to his stick. Now trots back and he'll face another 3-2 against Henry Baez. Baez has only given up 1 earned run in each of his last 3 starts as Ortiz takes ball 4 beneath the zone. And the first 2 have reached for the Riders.
What a great plate appearance, too. Battling, fouling off multiple pitches at 3-2, and then ends up taking an 8-pitch walk, driving up the pitch count a little bit, and, you know, it doesn't have to be a hit every time, just finding his way aboard. And you mentioned those great numbers offensively in the last two home series. 7 walks to 10 strikeouts in 11 games, and that's certainly a ratio you can live with if you're the Rough Riders, if you're the Rangers, looking at how Abimelech Ortiz has progressed. He's had a phenomenal season if you just take out his away games, as you talked about. And so, you know, finding that consistency and being able to do that both at home and on the road is the adjustment that seems like is next for Abby.
No doubt. He's had a mound visit, and now Villar comes back behind the plate. And Baez gets set to face Luis Mieses. But back to your point, Zach, on Abimelech Ortiz, so much of it has come because of the patience at the plate, and we just saw it. Fighting off some borderline pitches and then not stretching to reach for anything. And a 3-2 count. And offering home to Mieses. Misses just off the outside corner. Ball 1. So Ortiz at first after working a walk. Cody Freeman in front of him at second base after the leadoff double. Luis Mieses awaits the 1-0, and he taps one foul. And it hits off the netting and falls into that first base dugout, even at a ball and a strike. And what a week it was for Luis Mieses last week as well. Specifically in the Rough Riders' lone win of the six-game series. He had a home run that won a fan $10,000 because it landed in the Lazy River. The 1-1 on its way to Mieses, and that one misses below the zone, again with a changeup from Baez. And then his second homer of the game came in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was a two-run walk-off winner for Mieses. What a week it was for him here in his home debut. The offering to Mieses, he shoots it foul off to the left side. And Baez pulls even at two balls and two strikes.
And on top of that, he also had hits in every single one of the games he played in. So, really good week.
That's been the story for him as well. On the road trip, he was very successful. After lining out his first trip up, he's hitting an even .333 for the Riders this year. Offering home, and he shoots it down the left field line, and foul. Just missed landing on the line. Mieses narrowly misses driving in another run. He's picked up 9 RBI here early in his Rough Riders career.
That's the thing, is the way the Rough Riders have been swinging it lately, it doesn't feel like they're out of this game just giving up 4 runs in the first inning. They've been swinging it very well. The pitching has struggled recently, so that's why they lost 5 of 6 last week, but they definitely have been swinging it well enough to get back into this game.
You're exactly right. Here comes the 2-2 to Mieses, and it misses downstairs. And so back-to-back batters have seen a 3-2 count against Henry Baez, who's getting set to throw pitch number 55. Working in the bottom of the fourth, still nobody out, and runners at first and second. The Riders have the tying run at the dish in Mieses. Baez readies the payoff pitch on the way, and Mieses shoots it foul down the left field line. So again, another 3-2 pitch.
And this will already be his 22nd pitch in the inning coming up.
And yet to record an out. Mieses awaits pitch number 8 of this at-bat alone. Right-hander set at the chest, the 3-2. Swing and a chopper right side. The first baseman Dunn has it. He goes to second for one. And Mieses will be safe at first. A fielder's choice, and then gets Cody Freeman over to third base. Abimelech Ortiz erased off the base pass. But Mieses aboard on the 3-6 fielder's choice.
It's a long enough half inning already. If you had ice cream just waiting for you, it'd be melting while you were waiting for this inning to end, and you want it to be worth it. You want the Riders to come out with some runs, probably.
This is a true scenario, and my ice cream has become milk, Zach. 3-2 on its way, or rather the initial pitch to Aaron Zavala, and he waves and misses at a pitch beneath the zone. Zavala singled his last time up. Now we've seen it come in waves. When Zavala picks up hits, they come in bunches. He would love to add on here. 0-1. Breaking ball, called a strike right on the outer edge, and Zavala quickly falls behind, nothing in two.
That makes it easier to drink.
That's right.
The milkshake.
It's kind of. If only it was strawberry, right?
Exactly.
Now, still runners at the corners for the Rough Riders. They picked up a run on a 4-6-3 double play in the third. Double play in order for San Antonio with Aaron Zavala at the plate. With one away. 0-2 on its way to Zavala, and he swings and fouls it back into Villar's mitt. It's the second strikeout for Henry Baez, and there are two away. So the Rough Riders at risk of not taking advantage of the leadoff double by Cody Freeman. Freeman started this frame with a double. Abimelech Ortiz worked a walk. And then Mieses, a 3-6 fielder's choice and a strikeout by Aaron Zavala, and there's two gone with runners at the corners.
Riders now 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position.
Initial offering to Caber Rodriguez called a strike, and that's been a bit of an issue for the Rough Riders as of late. Over the course of the year, they've been really good with runners in scoring position, but as of late, have had some struggles. Even in the series against Springfield, they put up some decent numbers. As Rodriguez takes down and in with a changeup. And it's even at a ball and a strike.
In their last 24 games, hitting just 190 with runners in scoring position.
And last week wasn't all that bad for Frisco. They had their moments with runners in scoring position. 1-1 is smacked in the air down the right field line. A long run for Perez Jr., and it'll fall into the seats. A foul ball. It's just been a story over the last couple of weeks of not being able to put everything together. When you have a great start, the bullpen has kind of collapsed for Frisco. When you have a bad start, the bullpen has been nails. The offense keeps you in it, but you end up falling just short. It's kind of been the story. The Rough Riders, losers in their last two series, that is. They're trying to snap that this week here against San Antonio. 1-2 to Rodriguez, hit on the ground. Dunn has it on a sliding grab. And he races to the pillow in front of Rodriguez in time. So the Rough Riders strand a pair, and the leadoff double by Cody Freeman to no avail. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two left aboard the base paths. Four innings in the books. It's San Antonio 4, Frisco 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar Service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Ben Anderson back on the hill for the top of the fifth, and Zach Bigley rejoins us on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Luke. We do go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 4-1, our score. Ben Anderson has gone four innings so far, surrendering the 4-1 runs. All four runs coming in the first. It's been that kind of night for the Rough Riders. Just trying to keep the Riders in it. Ripken Reyes in the top of the order leading things off. Four runs on seven hits and an error for San Antonio. One run on five hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. First pitch. Reyes takes a strike. It's 0-1. Couple groundouts to short for the switch hitter, hitting in the leadoff spot. Right-hander readies and brings it in. Fouled away down the left side. It's 0-2. Rough Riders getting their one run tonight in the bottom of the third inning. Cooper Johnson singled and scored on a double play. 0-2. That simmers high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Only 1-1-2-3 inning for Anderson so far today. Working on 57 pitches through four innings. 1-2. Popped up. Foul out of play down the left side. Still one ball and two strikes. Well, the Missions had a really tough time scoring runs in the beginning of the season, and still even now coming into this one, they are last in a lot of offensive categories in the Texas League. Part of the reason because of that is they play in a very pitcher-friendly park. 1-2 is a line shot into right center field. Miesi's back on the run, cuts into the alley and squeezes one away. Connor Hollis in the two spot steps in now. Riders trailing 4-1. If you look at their road offensive numbers, and they're slightly better than the home offensive numbers, but not terribly a huge split there. The offering. Swinging a hard ground ball into the hole. It's short. Acosta makes a sliding backhanded stop. Long throw. It's low, and Ortiz can't dig it out. Johnson backs it up. Is thrown out to second. Hollis slides, and he's out at second base. He tried a pop-up slide and then to dive in head first into second base. It was a very awkward-looking play, but a great job by Cooper Johnson backing up the play and saving a throwing error from Acosta. Hollis extremely aggressive trying to go to second base. It's an infield single, and then 6-2-4 on the putout. Two down, here's Sanabria. The first offering is a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Anderson with a good inning here has a chance to go six tonight. He went 7 in his last start. The pitch. Flicked foul at a plate on the left side. It's 0-2. San Antonio has just 30 home runs at home this year. They have 40 on the road this season. Their 30 home runs are by far the lowest, or the second fewest number in the league, I should say. Arkansas and them are at the bottom of just about every list offensively. Pitch misses down in the dirt. It's 1-2 now. Arkansas has only 25 home runs. The offering, that slips outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes, whereas they have 48 home runs on the road this season. San Antonio has 41 home runs on the road and 30 at home. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And with a curveball down to the dirt, Johnson blocks and throws on down to first to retire Sanabria. Third strikeout for Ben Anderson. We go into the home half of the fifth inning after a scoreless inning. Rough Riders still trailing 4-1 in the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders trying to get some offense going. They trail 4-1. Cooper Johnson, Alex Degody, and Alejandro Osuna that matters to us. Johnson singled back in the third. Baez working on 63 pitches. He fires. And fits a breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 0-1. Johnson a couple doubles in the series last week against Springfield. He ended up going 5-for-18. 0-1. He swings and hits a high drive out to deep left field. Forget it. It's way out of here. Over the in-touch home run Terrace. Cooper Johnson blasts his 10th home run of the season, and the Riders are right back in it. They now trail 4-2. That ball was demolished. 102 off the bat. 418 feet. A solo homer leads things off in the fifth. Here's Alex Degoni. First pitch. That's up and in. One ball and no strikes. You love to see the power from the Rough Riders. They hit 7 home runs last week. And there's their first homer tonight. The 1-0. And that's low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes on Digo. Cooper becomes the second Rough Riders player to double-digit home runs, joining Cody Freeman. Every home run he hits is a new career high for him. 2-0. Swinging a foul back into Villar's glove, and it's now 2-1. He continues to be an offensive force for the Rough Riders in addition to his wonderful job that he does behind the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike. The wind and the pitch. That's up and away, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson has scored both runs for the Riders tonight. 3-1. Inside, ball 4. So Digo makes his way aboard. Four-two, Frisco trails. And Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, will make his way out of the dugout. As a pitching coach, obviously, you never want to see your pitcher give up a homer. The thing you never want to see is your pitcher to give up a home run and then walk the next batter. Baez allows his second homer to Cooper Johnson this season. Johnson homered against him to break up his perfect game down in San Antonio. Osuna 0-for-2 today, but one of the outs that he recorded was a hard line out to center field. The pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. He hit it at 107 miles an hour off the bat. Baez readies in the 0-1. Up and in, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Now the Rough Riders do have a long way to go in this game to try and crawl back into it. 2 runs on 6 hits now against Baez. There is action in the Mission's bullpen. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Looks like Carter Lowen is getting loose. Down the right field line for the Missions. 1-2 on the way. Swinging a foul back into Villar's glove. The catcher, strike 3. 1 away. Third strikeout for Baez. And Trevor Matthews, the home plate umpire, and Alejandro Osuna are talking. And Matthews just had a couple things to say to Osuna as he was walking off. Looks like he's good to go. There was a slight disagreement, but I don't think there was any hostility between the two. I think Osuna was just mad at himself. Looks like he's back in the dugout and good. Well, Max Acosta stands in now. And the pitch on the way. At the bottom of the zone, a strike at 97. Whoa, and it's 0-1. A good fastball. Where's that been tonight? He's been 92, 94. There's 97. Throw over to first, not in time. Acosta is grounded out and popped out today. He's been swinging a hot bat as of late. In his last 2 months of play, hitting a 300. 0-1. Just high. One ball and one strike. DeGody walked. He's at first base. Cooper Johnson led off this inning with a homer. 1-1. Breaking ball. Soft grounder foul down the third baseline. Right to Cardoza, who's got it, the third base coach, and he tosses up into the seats. Oh, almost got it to a fan, and he picked it up with a bounce. There you go. Young fan walks away with a souvenir tonight. One ball and two strikes on Acosta. Baez brings it home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a change down and in. Back-to-back strikeouts, and there are two away here in the fifth. There's Cody Freeman. Freeman a double back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. Right-hander fires. Up and in, 1-0. Rough Riders would love to get Freeman going. He's been on a bit of a slump over the last month and a half. Hitting around 220 in this month of August. 1-0. He takes high, and it's two balls and no strikes. When Freeman is hot, he's hitting everything hard, whether it's in or out of the zone. He can be a bit of a free swinger and can chase up above the zone. He loves the high pitches, even though he can't corral them sometimes. 2-0 pitch. Before that, a throw over to first. A little bit late. Dangerous would be Malek Ortiz on deck. Freeman representing the tying run right now. Riders trailing 4-2. 2-0. That's a strike. Bottom of the zone. 2-1. And he calls time. Boy, is this shaping up to be a very exciting week here at Riders Field. Two incredible pitchers slated to rehab with Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer this week. Thursday and Friday. 2-1. Fouled straight back, 2-2, and Riders hoping to start this week off with a come-from-behind victory. If you haven't got your tickets already, make sure you get them now. Thursday, Jacob DeGrom slated to rehab. Friday, Max Scherzer slated to rehab. And in addition to that, Kamar Rocker is slated to start tomorrow. So a lot of great pitching expected this weekend. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. After a long hold, the pitch bounces in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes now. And it doesn't stop there. You have Mitch Brad and Winston Santos expected to go after those two major league rehabbers. Emiliano Teodo to go on Saturday, and then it's the home debut of Cole Drake from Sachse, who made one appearance for the Rough Riders earlier this season in Arkansas. 3-2 pitch on the way to Cody Freeman. Swinging a chopper out to shortstop. Ditter
fields at the chest and throws onto first to get Freeman and retire the side. The Rough Riders do get a run, though. It comes on one hit. No errors and a runner left on. Cooper Johnson exits Riders Field with a solo homer. Riders have the lead. They now trail 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, thanks to Cooper Johnson, the Rough Riders are now back within two runs. Johnson, a solo homer. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Ben Anderson back to the mound. He faces Lucas Dunn to lead it off in the first pitch. Upper edge inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Dunn grounded into a double play back in the third inning, replacing Robbie Tanerowitz, who was hit on the helmet. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Hit on the helmet with a pitch back in the first inning and stayed in to run the bases, but then exited in between innings, and Dunn came in to play first base. 0-2, down in the dirt. Johnson blocks, and it's one ball and two strikes. Dunn is now the man at first base and a guy who can play all over the place defensively. The pitch, a swing and a ground ball, foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes. On the other side, Ben Anderson, 71 pitches as he goes here in the sixth inning, so still in good shape with his pitch count. Went seven innings, allowing two runs his last start. To begin this homestand, the offering is high. Two balls and two strikes. Frisco had such good starting pitching last week. Only really one bad start for Mitch Brad, who allowed four over 2 2/3 innings. 2-2 in the air out to center field. Osuna started back, now comes jogging in, now sprinting, now stops and makes the two-handed catch. One out. There's Cole Cummings. 1-for-2 today with an RBI single in the first. First pitch. Top of the zone. Called strike, and it's 0-1. We've been talking about Ben Anderson's arsenal a lot when he pitches. One of the few guys who has a splitter and a changeup. The offering is outside. It's one ball and one strike. And talking to John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, before today's game, he was talking about that splitter, which is actually a spiked changeup where he holds it like a knuckleball almost with his pointer finger. 1-1, that's down, and it's 2-1, and they call it a splitter because it has splitter-like motion. Well, it was really good his last time against these San Antonio Missions, but he kind of lost its shape a little bit in his last couple starts. But it hasn't been a completely useless pitch because it's helped in another way. 2-1, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 2-2. Funny enough, throwing that split change for Anderson has helped him find his shape on his actual changeup.
And so throwing that pitch has improved another pitch, and so he's throwing the changeup more now. 2-2. Swinging a line drive lofted into shallow right center field. Osuna chasing on, and he can't get there. It lands into the grass, and Cole Cummings has a one-out single here in the sixth. San Antonio leading 4-2. Top of the sixth inning, Marcos Castagnon stands in. Castagnon, a two-run homer in the first, and then a single in the fourth. Anderson ready from the stretch, and he fires. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. Osuna coming in. Acosta calls him off. Hey, they come together, and Osuna at the last second makes the catch. Well, that was scary. There are two outs, and they avoid the collision. They high-five after as well. At the last second, Osuna calling off Acosta. Acosta was emphatically waving him off, but that's the center fielder's ball, and Osuna able to come in and make the grab. So two outs, runner at first. Robert Perez standing in now, right-handed batter. 80 pitches for Anderson, and he fires. Line down the right field line, and it gets out of play. 0-1. Bullpen quiet for the Rough Riders. Just a couple guys up and standing around. Perez is grounded out and struck out tonight. Right-handed batter holds his hands above his helmet, bat parallel to the ground over his right shoulder. And a quick throw over to first. Not in time. Anderson stretches. He lifts the leg, pitches. It's high, back pick down to first. Not in time. One ball and one strike. Trying to get Cole Cummings over at first base. Riders infield plays to pole with the right side of the field almost completely open. DeGody playing up the middle and Ortiz holding on Cummings. The pitch. Simmers to the attic, and it's two balls and one strike. If you're watching on Valley Live, you can see that shift that the Rough Riders have on. Outfield playing straight away. Two-one. Just low. We've gone to 3-1 now. And now Seth Clark starting to loosen for the Rough Riders. Cummings has his lead, 3-1, low and away, ball four, he lost him. Runners at first and second now and two down, and Anthony Villar the batter. This is usually a place we might see John Goble with a mound visit. Cooper Johnson goes out, and there goes John Goble as well. So Riders pitching coach, as expected, going out to have a chat with Anderson. Anderson, not someone who works super deep in terms of pitch count. He's only reached 90 pitches once this season. That was his last start in which he reached 91. Remember, he's coming off Tommy John surgery last year, so still trying to recover and find a 100% healthy season. This is his 19th appearance. One more appearance and he ties his career high. He's already well over a career high in innings pitched. In fact, he's almost double his former career high in innings pitched back in 2021. What has really been a very successful season for Ben Anderson. Trying to overcome those four runs in the first inning and pitch through 6-4. Anthony Villar stands in with two outs and runners at first and second. Seth Clark continues to throw out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander offers home. That's high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Missing with the fastball. Villar singled to right back in the fourth inning. Just his third hit in 27 at-bats here in Double-A. The pitch. That's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Outfield playing extremely shallow, especially to the opposite way into center. Yace is straight away, playing relatively where you'd expect him to play. Two out. Swinging a chopper down the first baseline. It's foul. 2-1. An update from Arlington. Rangers taking on the Pirates in game two of that series after winning yesterday thanks to Corey Seager with four runs batted in on two homers and a 4-3 win. Rangers currently losing 3-0. Cody Bradford poured in seven runs, allowing just three runs with eight strikeouts and no walks. But no offense today for the Rangers. The pitch. Outside corner, strike two, and it's 2-2. Mitch Keller on the other side, seven shutout innings so far and still throwing in the bottom of the seventh. And now he's through seven. So he just completed seven innings of shutout baseball. Keller's had a strong season for Pittsburgh. Two balls and two strikes on Villar. Anderson trying to get out of this sixth for the Riders. He deals. Down and in. Missing with the curveball. Three balls and two strikes. Two outs. The runners will be on the move. Trying to keep it 4-2. Full side shift on the right side of the infield. Cummings from second, Perez from first, and the payoff pitch on the way. Runners go. Swinging a foul in and out of Johnson's glove, and it's still 3-2. He almost caught it on the second ricochet, but it just slipped out of his grasp. It's still three balls and two strikes. Soft breeze blowing in from right center field, a rarity here in Frisco, usually blowing out to left. Anderson has his sign. Payoff pitch again. It's just low with a changeup for ball four. So the bases are loaded now and two down, and that's it for Ben Anderson. Oh, just missed getting the call, and that would have ended his outing. Instead, he goes 5 2/3, and Seth Clark will come out of the bullpen. 4-2, Riders trail. Pitching change. We'll step aside in the sixth inning for this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back here at Riders Field, we're in the top of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders and the Missions, Frisco trailing 4-2. The bases are loaded with Ray Patrick Ditter due up for San Antonio. Seth Clark on the mound, inheriting the bases loaded from Ben Anderson. This is a very pivotal moment in this game right here. As Clark brings it home, Ditter a check swing, strike outside corner with a slider, and it's 0-1. Clark this season with the Rough Riders has inherited 14 runners. Five have come in to score. 0-1. Check swing roller foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. So an opportunity to get out of it right here. Ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Clark, the left-hander, ready from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt, skips behind Johnson to the backstop, and that brings in Cummings from third. A wild pitch. It's now 5-2. Perez down to third. Villar up to second base. Runners at second and third now. One ball and two strikes. Offering into Ditter. On the inside corner, got him looking. So one run does come into score, but Clark strikes out Ditter on four pitches. One run on one hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Riders trail 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Carter Lowen takes over for Henry Paez on the mound for San Antonio as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Riders now trailing 5-2 after a wild pitch brought in a run in the top half of the frame in the first pitch. It's a strike right down the middle at 96, and it's 0-1. Henry Baez's line is finalized now. He goes five innings in his start, allowing two runs on six hits. He is in line for the victory. 0-1 is high and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. He struck out four and walked two in his start. So we get our first look at this Missions bullpen in this series. 1-1. Swinging a chopper on two hops out to second. Reyes has got it at the chest and tosses on to first. He gets Ortiz one away. Luis Miesi's bats now. A 25-year-old Lowen, 6'4", 240 pounds, a native of Abbotsford in British Columbia and Canada. 1-2 with a 4.46 ERA, 31 outings. He's also made three spot starts, 52 strikeouts in 42 and a third innings. Miesi is a left-handed batter. Riders trailing 5-2, bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch. Foul back, going one. Should be a fun night tomorrow with Kamar Rocker on the mound. Boy, has he been phenomenal for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Swinging a hard line drive through the right side and into right field. And Mieses has done it again. It's a one-out single here in the sixth inning. And Luis Mieses extends his hitting streak. Mieses has now hit in nine consecutive. That was a shot through the right side. Hitting 333 during the eight-game hitting streak. And add on another one for three tonight. Aaron Zavala bats. First pitch is fouled away down the left side, 0-1. Zavala singled in the second inning, 1-for-2. Pull side shift on the Missions infield. 0-1. Check swing, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. Lowen offers. In the air down the left field line, a twist foul out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have seen plenty of Lowen over the course of the season. Offering in. Outside. 2-2. Zavala 1-for-2 against Lowen this season with a walk and a strikeout. He deals. There's a little flare into shallow center field. Hollis racing in, still sprinting in, and it lands in. Aaron Zavala parachutes a single into shallow center. Back-to-back hits for the Riders, and the tying run comes to the plate here in the sixth inning in the form of Kaver Rodriguez. It's a fastball at 96 that got in on his hands, and that ball was hanging up in the air forever. It just landed in front of Connor Hollis. Rodriguez 0-for-2 today, facing Lowen for the fourth time this season. The pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball, foul down the left side. It's 0-1. Rodriguez 1-for-3 with a double against him. Two Riders trail, being out hit 9-8. Series opener. Look back to second, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated the slider, got him to swing through it. It's 0-2. Rodriguez calls time and steps out. Cooper Johnson on deck, who homered his last time up. O-2, fouled back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Rodriguez, a defensive hack there on a fastball down the middle. Frisco trying to come from behind on this Tuesday evening. Lowen has his sign. It's a belt-high set with a black glove. Peering back to second, 0-2 is a swing and a miss and a slider out the outside corner. Lowen strikes out Rodriguez. Two outs in the inning. Cooper Johnson the batter now. Here's Coop, the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Big rip from Johnson. He's trying to do damage up there. A home run his last time up. tying run at the plate here. He's scored both runs today. Miesi's at second. Zavala at first. Low and ready's. 0-1. Breaking ball. Fouled back over the netting again. It's 0-2. That was a hanger on the outside corner. And Millar go out and chat with him. Miesi's does not have great speed at second base, so it'll take a lot to score him here. Long chat by Villar and Lowen. Looks like there's some more action out of the Mission's bullpen down the right side. It's a left-hander loosening. Looks like it's Jason Blanchard. Owen 2. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Slider missing. Runners take their leads once again from first and second. With Degody on deck in the nine spot. 1-2. Breaking ball, ground ball down the third baseline, and it's just foul. Oh, goodness. Barely foul. Castagnon dove to his right side, and it was out of his reach. And still one ball and two strikes. It looked like Johnson might have an RBI double there. Close play, and yeah, it did look like it was foul looking at the replay. Trevor Matthews, our home plate umpire, making the call. Low and ready's 1-2. Low and outside. Good take, and it's two balls and two strikes. Spit on that breaking ball. Wind blowing slightly in. The pitch is low and outside, 3-2. What a great plate appearance from Cooper Johnson, making Lowen come to him. He's fouled off three. He's taken three. We're 3-2. Johnson can tie it here with one swing. 3-2. Swinging a broken bat. Ground ball up the middle. Ditter's got it. It's short. He throws onto first and retires Johnson. And the Riders are done in the sixth inning. No runs on two hits. No errors. Two left on. The Riders have stranded six through six innings and trail 5-2. I'll be right back to the top of the seventh with Luke Maley on the mic and some trivia coming your way here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Top Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Malian, and Seth Clark on the hill for the top of the seventh. They'll get the top three in the order. Ripken Reyes, Connor Hollis, and Romeo Sanabria to get this seventh inning underway. And it's the seventh inning, which means it's time for a little bit of trivia. We tie it into this date in baseball history. Back in 1998, Mark McGwire hit his 50th home run of the year and became the first player in Major League history to have three consecutive 50 home run seasons. So, Zach, today we're going to talk about some 50 home run seasons. As Clark's first offering to Ripken Reyes is fouled off down the right field line, 0-1.
I like it.
There are 10 players in Major League history to have two or more 50 home run seasons in their career, with McGwire tied for the lead at four 50-plus homer years. Left-hander kicks and fires, and an almost identical foul ball off to the right side. 0-2. Let's see how many of the other names on this list that you can name, Zach.
All right, Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa is tied at the top spot with four. Clark Bennies and the offering home misses inside, a ball and two strikes.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. does not make the list. Offering home, and Clark got him looking. Well, Ripken Reyes strikes out to open the seventh inning. And I'm sorry, Ken Griffey does have
like,
two. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Ken Griffey has two.
Back to back, 56 home runs.
All right, so Zach has Sammy Sosa with four, Ken Griffey with two. And yes, they were in back-to-back years. As Clark goes to work against Hollis, there's a ground ball to the hot corner. Cabe Rodriguez collects, and he throws high over Abimelech Ortiz. And it bounces out of play. So Hollis will work his way up to second base on the throwing error by Cabe Rodriguez. So runner at second base in a 5-2 game in favor of San Antonio.
Did Albert Bell do it more than once or just once?
Albert Bell did not make the list.
Okay.
And I'm sure of that one.
Okay. Jim Thome?
No Jim Thome.
Oh, man, I'm struggling here. Reggie Jackson.
First offering to Sanabria, and runner goes Hollis. The throw is online, and they're going to call obstruction on Cabe Rodriguez. He was working his way to the bag, made the snag, and went to apply the tag. And now Cabe arguing his case with third base umpire Nate Diedrich. Watching the replay right now, you see Hollis break on the pitch. Rodriguez going over to make the tag, and he had a knee in front of the bag. You watched at the last second, Rodriguez tried to get it out of the way, and there's really nothing that you can blame Rodriguez for. He's just trying to make a play, but he did kind of obstruct Hollis diving into third base. You're watching the slow-mo now. Don't think it would have mattered. Rodriguez tagged him before he made contact with him.
Now, the knee is down. He did give him a lane, though, to the outside or the inside corner of the bag.
Yeah.
So, yes, his knee was down. You can understand the call, especially with Diedrich being behind him. Not sure if you could see that he gave him a lane, but you know, either way, Hollis is safe here.
Rodriguez obviously frustrated. Romeo Sanabria behind 0-1 will have an opportunity with a runner at third base, trying to extend this lead to 6-2 here in the top of the seventh. Clark with a closed-off stance. He kicks and fires. The 0-1 glides across the plate, called a strike. Our trivia, we're looking for players with at least two 50 home run seasons in their career. There's only 10 of them. Zach has Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. As there's a line drive down the left field line, Zavala carrying towards the track, and it's going to one-hop off the wall. An RBI double for Romeo Sanabria, and it's 6-2 Missions. Zach also has drilled Ken Griffey Jr., who's tied with the two. There's only one player in Major League history to do it three times. There are three with four, one with three, and the rest of the list sits at two to round out the top ten.
Okay, well, Babe Ruth, obviously.
Babe Ruth is the other four. So Sanabria at second base after the RBI double, and Clark goes to work against Lucas Dunn, and his first offering, a fastball, glides outside. Dunn 0-for-2 today since entering in the bottom of the first for Robbie Tenorowicz. He watches a called strike on the outer edge. 94 with the heater from Clark, even at 1-1. Clark kicks and fires, and the 1-1, a check swing, but didn't matter, called a strike, 1-2.
I feel like I'm way overthinking this. Manny Ramirez?
No Manny Ramirez.
Maybe just did it once.
There's some big names. Lefty kicks and fires, and he just missed, not by much, with the off speed. And the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark bouncing his right leg and delivers the 2-2. A check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Another strikeout for Seth Clark.
Judge. Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge with two. We have the 1, 2, and 3, 5, and 6. Judge is the only active player on the list as there's a foul ball on the ground on the first base side from Cole Cummings. Cummings has himself a 2-for-3 night. He's driven in a run, and he scored a pair of runs.
Any non-Hall of Famers on this list?
There was the possibility of one that I'm looking up right now. The pitch misses outside from Clark, even at 1-1. No, I believe everyone on this list is a Hall of Famer.
Jimmy Fox?
Jimmy Fox did it twice. There's another foul ball from Cole Cummings. And it's a 1-2 advantage for Seth Clark. I take it back. There is one player on this list that's not in the Hall of Fame.
It's Alex Rodriguez.
It's Alex Rodriguez, yeah, with three. He's the lone player to ever have three career 50 or more homer years. As the runner goes, there's one tapped foul up the first baseline. Sanabria was running on the 1-2 offering, and Cummings fouled off a pitch a little bit outside of the left-handed swinger. Zach now has the top six in this list, and also number 10, missing 7, 8, and 9, who have each done it twice. Tander Clark comes set. The 1-2. Got him looking. Fastball on the inner edge. And Clark picks up his back-to-back strikeout. And he gets himself out of the seventh inning. But a run does come across for San Antonio. It comes on a one hit, one error. And they leave one stranded. We turn the card. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders do up, trailing 6-2 to the Missions. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Carter Lowen is done. It's Jason Blanchard who comes on trying to get the Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh. The Riders trailing 6-2. It's the left-hander and Blanchard relieving Carter Lowen. Lefty comes set, and his first offering to Degody is skying in the air down the right field line. Perez Jr. camped under it, and he reaches skyward to haul it in. One pitch, one out for Blanchard to open his outing. We continue our trivia looking for the 10 players in Major League history that have had multiple 50 or more home run seasons in their career. Zach just missing three of the top 10. Each of them have done it just twice. Here's Alejandro Osuna at the top of the lineup, and he watches a called strike at the top of the zone. Fourth trip through the order for the Rough Riders tonight. They've manufactured two runs on eight hits. Blanchard kicks and fires the 1-0, a check swing, and it's called a strike on the outer edge. Nothing in two on Alejandro Osuna.
I don't know why I can't think of players with 50 home run seasons.
Do you want a team mixed in here?
Sure.
You have a Yankee still left on the list.
Mantle?
It is Mantle.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it'd be multiple.
Pitch misses upstairs. Yes, he had two of them. He just narrowly got over it. He had, across the two 50 homer seasons, he had 106 total home runs. A 2-1, or 1-2 on its way, rather, even at two balls and two strikes. You have a Giant. Lefty kicks and fires, and Osuna flares one out towards left. Here comes Cummings, and he's able to run underneath it.
Willie McCovey?
Not McCovey. Two away on the flyout from Osuna.
Not Mays.
It is Willie Mays. And 103 across his two. And the last member of this list, I would say, is known for being a Pirate, but also played in a couple other spots. Yes, certainly known. 8 years with the Pirates. Lefty kicks and fires to Max Acosta, and he fouls one off his front foot. 0-1.
Stargell?
No. This is the hardest one in my book. Is a Hall of Famer, six-time All-Star. Played left field and first base, a right-handed hitter.
Oh, also played for the Padres?
No. Played for the Cubs, Chicago Cubs, and Cleveland for 1 year. Lefty kicks and fires. And just misses beneath the zone. Even at 1-1.
What year did he retire?
Let me tell you, 1955. Lefty kicks, and the pitch home, wave and a miss by Acosta. Ball and two strikes now.
Ralph Kiner?
It is Ralph Kiner. So there's your list. That clears the board, and I am impressed. You get a bonus point for not saying Barry Bonds.
Yeah, or Hank Aaron.
Or Hank Aaron. That's another good one.
I knew both of them. Well, Henry never had a 50 home run season ever. Mm-hmm.
And Bonds, you look at his, set the record for most homers in a single season with 73, and his next closest was 49.
Yep.
Those were in back-to-back years. Hit 40 home runs quite a few times. 1-2 to Acosta, skied high in the air out towards left center field. Playable for the left fielder Cummings, and he's camped under it. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Jason Blanchard in the bottom of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go top eight with the Riders trailing the Mission 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo.
Seth Clark's day is done. He finishes going an inning and a third, and he strikes out all four of his outs. He gives way to Larson Kindrank, the left-hander, a 25-year-old originally from Medford, Oregon, an eighth-round selection back in 2021. The lefty attacks with a fastball, changeup, curveball, and cutter mix. And he has Marcus Castagnon, who has a multi-hit night to start things off. His first pitch misses below the zone. 6-2 our score here in the top of the eighth in favor of the visiting Missions. Kindrank, red glove, set at the chest. High leg kick in the offering home is fouled back to the screen. Well, in the seventh inning, we did our trivia. We'll recap that list for you. Players with at least two 50 or more home run seasons. Sammy Sosa with four, Mark McGuire with four, Babe Ruth with four. Alex Rodriguez the lone to do it three times. As the left-hander comes set, his 1-1 on the way. A check swing, and he misses just above the zone with a fastball. Then the group of two, Aaron Judge, Ken Griffey Jr., Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Ralph Kiner, and Jimmy Fox. Zach able to clear the list. 2-1. Wave and a miss by Castagnon. Fastball at 94 on the outer edge. And it's two balls and two strikes. Seth Clark picked up four consecutive outs via the strikeout. A lefty kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. Make it 5 outs in a row via the strikeout. As Castagnon becomes the first strikeout for Larson Kindrank. And the first out of this eighth inning. Robert Perez Jr. will dig in now. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk tonight. Anthony Villar, the catcher, standing on deck. Initial offering from Kindrank, called a strike. Again with a fastball, staying away from the right-handed hitter. Kindrank working from the far left side of the rubber, he kicks and fires and got a swing and a miss on a breaking ball down in the dirt. And he's quickly ahead, nothing in two. Kindrank, new to the Rough Riders, joined the club on the road. Across 17 outings overall on the season, across a couple of different levels, he has a 2-1-1 ERA. Here tonight, making his fourth appearance for the Riders. 0-2 offering glides outside to the right-handed hitting Perez. Across those three outings, he's given up one run, in three innings on seven hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. His 1-2 pitch got him looking. Throws him with a breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Larson Kindred. And the Riders now have six consecutive outs via the strikeout. The last ball put in play was a double by Romeo Sanabra, and before that it was a throwing error on Caber Rodriguez at third base. And going back to the sixth, it's been all strikeouts as Villar fouls off the first pitch, back out of play on the left side. Nothing in one on the left-handed hitting catcher. Villar walked his last time up. He's 1-for-2 with a fly out to left and a base hit. 6-2 in favor of the Missions. Kindreich rocks and fires, a wave and a miss. That time on the breaking ball. Curveball at the top of the zone. And Kindreich ahead, 0-2. Lefty rocks and fires, pitch home, and it glides just beneath the zone. Went back to the curveball, and it's a 1-2 count. One and two on its way, and that one misses inside, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. That single in the fourth inning by Villar was just his third hit at the AA level this year. A recent addition to the San Antonio roster. He had struggled offensively to start here for the Missions. Entered tonight hitting under 100. Pitch home and just misses above the strike zone, and Villar has worked the count to full at 3-2. Left-handed hitter waves the bat over his left shoulder. Left-handed hurler kicks and fires, and he missed inside, and it's a free pass issued to Villar with two away. So Ray Patrick Ditter will get his fourth look at the Rough Riders staff. The first time he faces Larson Kindreich. Ditter was the first to face a reliever as Ben Anderson exited after walking Villar the last time. Ditter struck out to end the sixth inning. As lefty kicks and fires, and Ditter watches outside for ball one. But that strikeout came on the pitch following a wild pitch from Seth Clark that allowed Cole Cummings to cross home plate. That made it a 5-2 advantage for San Antonio. They tacked on one in the top of the seventh. Now Kindreich trying to make it a scoreless eighth. He's picked up a pair of strikeouts before issuing a walk to Anthony Villar, who stands at first. Cooper Johnson wanted to talk something over with the left-hander. He's back in his crouch. And the 1-0 ready to be thrown. Kindreich's offering inside, two balls and no strikes. Kindreich opened the outing all in the strike zone, but has since issued a walk and fallen behind, two balls and no strikes. He's now thrown one more ball than he has strikes in the frame. He kicks and fires. There's a wave and a miss on a fastball in the outer third, and Kindreich in the strike call, 2-1. Ray Patrick Ditter is 0-for-3 today with a pair of groundouts to Caber Rodriguez at third, and then that strikeout that we mentioned. Kindreich looks over to first base, and Villar not fooled. He's back in standing up. Top of the order looming against the left-hander, and Ripken Reyes on deck. Fifth time through. Pitch home, and Kindreich just missing beneath the zone with a fastball. Didn't miss by much, but didn't get the call from home plate umpire Trevor Matthews. And so it's a 3-1 advantage for the nine-hole hitting shortstop. Kindreich set at his chest. He rocks, and the 3-1 called a strike on the outer edge. Fastball at 94, and the count runs full. Kindreich has had to labor through the last two batters, seeing back-to-back 3-2 counts. He comes set, has his sign. Pitch number 21 on the way, and it's taken upstairs for ball four. So after starting with back-to-back strikeouts, Kindrak has issued a pair of walks. And there's two aboard for San Antonio for the top of the order in Ripken Reyes. Reyes went down looking his last time up. That was against Seth Clark. He's 0 for 4 on the night. And that'll prompt a conversation from Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble, who comes walking out of the third base dugout to talk something over with the left-hander. Likely giving him the message along the lines of, hey, let's go back to those first two batters. You filled up the strike zone, got a pair of strikeouts. Let's get back to that. Ripken Reyes entered tonight hitting .221. He's been a staple at the top of the order for San Antonio, and he's a guy that's been hit by a ton of pitches. Last year led minor league baseball, and then this year is near the tops. Robbie Tenorowicz, who exited after being hit by a pitch in the first inning, currently holds the lead. Well, the mound visit comes to a close. John Goble heads back to the dugout. Cooper Johnson working his way back behind home plate. It's a 6-2 advantage for San Antonio. Larson Kindrak, after striking out the first two batters he faced, has issued back-to-back walks and now has to face the top of the order. Reyes batting from the right side. Kindrak looks to second, now comes home. The offering is ripped down the left field line, twisting near foul territory, and it's going to drop in a foul ball. It disappeared down that left field line. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, went racing towards it, but couldn't quite get there. A long and looping fly ball. And it drops in foul. So Kindrak ahead, nothing in one. The mission's second baseman. Anthony Villar stands at second base. Behind him, Ray Patrick Ditter at first base. Both have reached via the free pass. Kindrak kicks and fires and delivers a strike at the bottom of the zone. And he's quickly ahead, nothing in two. Ripken Reyes will shorten up and try to put something in play. Kindrak readies. He kicks and fires. The 0-2 is lined in the air. Off to the right side, and Miesis ranges over into the alleyway. He's there to haul it in. So the two walks don't come back to hurt Larson Kindrak. It's a scoreless eighth. No runs on no hits. No errors and two stranded for San Antonio. In the top of the eighth inning, we go bottom eight with the Riders trailing 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team band replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the eighth inning, it's Cody Freeman to start things off. Riders trailing 6-2. They've been out hit tonight 10-8. Both teams have committed an error. Freeman is 1-for-3 with a double, a ground out, and a strikeout. First time facing Blanchard, and he goes after the first pitch and fouls it off down the left field line. 0-1. It's Freeman, Ortiz, and Mieses, the 3-2 up, in the heart of the order for the Rough Riders, trying to chip away here late in this contest, trailing by 4 runs. Jason Blanchard, the left-hander, still on the hill after turning in a scoreless bottom of the seventh. He's set at the chin, and he kicks and fires and delivers a fastball upstairs, even at a ball and a strike. Blanchard, a 3.78 ERA entering tonight to go along with a 1-2 record. This evening marks outing number 35 for him as he delivers and just misses beneath the zone. Advantage goes to the Riders' designated hitter, Cody Freeman. 2-1. Lefty, high leg kick, and the pitch home. Freeman late on a breaking ball. Got the foot down early and then hesitated. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blanchard, a native of Austin, Texas. A 2019 selection by the Padres out of Lamar. A 2-2 to Freeman is hit high in the air into shallow left field. Cummings racing in, as well as the third baseman Castagnon, and it's Cummings over near the foul line. Hauls it in. And now 3 consecutive batters for the Rough Riders have flown out to Cole Cummings in left field. It started with Osuna in the seventh, then Max Acosta to end the seventh inning, and now Freeman to open the eighth. Also 4 consecutive flyouts for Riders hitters, and Abimelech Ortiz attempts to break that stretch. Ortiz is 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a walk. And the initial offering from the left-hander glides outside. Ball and no strikes. Ortiz coming off an impressive series, which he displayed hitting for contact and average, as well as power. 1-0. Taken downstairs. 2 balls and no strikes on the Riders' first baseman. Ortiz batting from the left side. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Blanchard kicks, and he comes home and misses high and tight to Ortiz, and it's quickly 3 balls and no strikes. Ortiz has been patient over the last week, and it's paid dividends. He's ahead 3-0, and the offering on its way. Ball 4 just missed outside, and Ortiz has reached for the 3rd time tonight. The 2nd time via the free pass, and here comes Luis Mieses. Mieses added to his hitting streak with a single in the 6th. That was his last time up. He's reached on a 3-6 fielder's choice and lined out to left field. Batting from the left side. Offering home. Just misses below the zone. Ball and no strikes on Luis Mieses, who quickly became a fan favorite last week. The first time playing in Riders Field. The 1-0. That time missing inside to the lefty. Now Blanchard has thrown 6 consecutive balls. Well, Mieses may think about taking till he sees a strike here. 2-0 the count. Lefty on lefty. The offering home. Misses downstairs, make it 7 in a row, and that's enough for Villar, the catcher, to trot out and talk with Blanchard. The Riders have Aaron Zavala on deck, with 1 away and Abimelech Ortiz standing at first. Blanchard has now thrown 22 pitches, only 10 of which have been for strikes. He worked a 1-2-3 seventh inning. All 3 flyouts to Alex DeGody, Max Acosta, and Alejandro Osuna. He's back on the hill. Villar behind the plate. The 3-0 on its way, and Mieses watches a called strike on the outer third. 3-1, so now Mieses will have the green light. He's displayed the power here at home, and he rockets one in the air, but playable for Cummings, who comes racing in, and it's twisting into the seats. It looked off the bat as if Cole Cummings was going to have a chance to pick up the second out of this inning, but it falls in, a foul ball, and the count runs to 3-2. Luis Mieses still alive. He's back in the box and ready to go. Blanchard shakes a couple of times, and now is on the same page with Villar behind the plate. Payoff pitch on the way to Mieses, and it misses well outside in the right-handed batter's box. And it's back-to-back walks issued by Jason Blanchard. To a board for Aaron Zavala. Saw Aaron Zavala bring the Rough Riders into a tie game with a solo home run a couple of nights ago. That was against Springfield. And out of the dugout comes Luke Montz. That appears to be it for the left-hander Blanchard. He went 1-2-3 in the seventh, picked up the first out of this eighth inning, and now will exit after issuing back-to-back walks. We'll step aside. There's one away here in the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders trailing the Mission 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So Jason Blanchard done after an inning and a third. He's responsible for both of the walks aboard the base paths. And Ortiz at second and Mieses at first. Here's Ryan Ock in his first pitch to Aaron Zavala. Called a strike on the outside edge. Zavala batting from the left side. He's the Riders' left fielder tonight. He has himself a multi-hit night, going 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Sandwiched between those two, a strikeout. 0-1 is hit foul, back out of play on the left side. It's nothing in two on Aaron Zavala. One gone, it was Cody Freeman who flew out to left. That opened the inning. Blanchard exited after back-to-back walks. Ock kicks and fires. The 0-2 is fouled back out of play. Fastball at the top of the zone. Ock, another left-hander. A 6-foot, 26-year-old. The 0-2 to Zavala is hit in the air. A foul ball back into the seats. Ock, originally from Minnesota, was selected by the Padres in the seventh round of the 2021 draft out of Southern Mississippi. And his 0-2 again, he got Zavala to wave and miss at a pitch beneath the zone. And Ock strikes out the first that he faces. And there's two gone for Caber Rodriguez, who Rogers had a tough night. He's 0-for-3 with a ground out, a strikeout, and a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. Then came back in the second. Had a chance to turn things around for Caber Rodriguez, hitting .242 with 5 homers on the year. His next RBI will be number 40 of the year. Abimelech Ortiz at second. Luis Miesi's behind him at first. Andy Rodriguez appears to be warming in the Rough Riders' pen. Lefty kicks and fires, and Rodriguez backs out of the box and watches a changeup miss downstairs. Cooper Johnson has provided much of the offense tonight for the Riders. He stands on deck. Should Rodriguez reach? There's a pinch that just misses the bottom of the strike zone, and it's 2 balls and no strikes on the Rough Riders third baseman. Auk this year, a 4.02 ERA, tonight marking his 31st appearance. A 2-0 to Rodriguez, called a strike. Just caught the outer edge towards the top of the zone with a fastball.
Well, you know how Springfield last week, Luke, was the comeback king of the Texas League. They just did it again tonight. Chris Rotundo, walk-off grand slam, wow. Down a run in the ninth.
Wow. Rodriguez gives this one a ride down the left field line, but it's hooking foul. It had the distance. 101 off the bat, 358 feet, but he hooked it foul. Rodriguez came within mere feet of bringing the Riders back within a run. Well, that's the swing right there. He'll have to shorten up and a 2-2 count. Ryan Auk trying to make it a scoreless bottom of the eighth and preserve this 6-2 lead. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out, and 2 aboard the base paths for the Riders. And Caber Rodriguez asks for time. He adjusts the batting gloves. And he steps back into the batter's box. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Left-hander set. At the chin, he kicks and fires. Rodriguez shoots it foul down the right field line. Rodriguez spoiling the offering. And it remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caber has been solid for the Riders this year with 2 outs, especially late in ball games. Just narrowly missed a 3-run homer. Another 2-2 on the way, and Rodriguez chases outside. A fastball at 93. And Auk strikes out the 2 that he faces. So the 2 walks issued by Jason Blanchard don't come back to bite San Antonio. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and 2 left on. We go to the top of the ninth with San Antonio leading Frisco 6-2. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top
of the ninth inning, and Andy Rodriguez takes over for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 6-2 to San Antonio in this series opener. Rodriguez, the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. Larson Kindrank went one inning. He struck out two and walked two. Connor Hollis leads it off here in the ninth. They have Romeo Sanabria and Lucas Dunn to follow. 6-2, Rough Riders trail. First pitch, up and away, 1-0. Rodriguez coming in a non-pressure situation here in the ninth inning, coming off a tough series for him last week. The pitch, that's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Last week against Springfield, ended up blowing two saves, allowing a combined five runs in two innings. The pitch. There's a strike. 2-1. So coming in here, down by four in the ninth. 2-1. Top of the zone, a strike, and it's now 2-2. The Riders in that series against Springfield allowed 12 runs in six games in the ninth inning alone. An average of obviously two per game, and wasn't every single game, but when they scored a bunch, and it came back to bite the Riders. 2-2. A line drive looped into shallow left field, right at Zavala. He makes the chest-eye catch. One away. Sanabria stands in now. The Riders allowed four runs in the top of the ninth inning in a 7-6 loss in game two, and then in the finale on Sunday, they allowed five runs in the top of the ninth. And eventually fell 12-8. Here's Sanabria. He's 3-for-4 in the pitch. That down and in with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Sanabria, RBI single, a regular single to right in the third, and then an RBI double in the seventh. 1-0, down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Riders will turn to Kamar Rocker tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch. 2-0 offering, outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. He is turning into must-see TV, and it's a stretch of three pitchers that is phenomenal for Frisco. Here's the wind and the 2-1. Bottom of the zone, a strike, 2-2. Kamar Rocker, then two rehabbers expected to go with Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. Here's the wind and the 2-2. That's high, and it's three balls and two strikes. We were joking earlier in the office that Jacob DeGrom is going to be the best pitcher to ever put on a Frisco Rough Riders uniform, and that is going to hold for exactly one day, the 3-2. Low for ball four. Rodriguez walks Sanabria. There's a runner aboard with one out. And Max Scherzer will be the best to ever put on a Rough Riders uniform right after that. And two phenomenal pitchers with great careers. And of course, if Scherzer retired today, he would be in the Hall of Fame in 5 years. And DeGrom has battled through injuries, but maybe the most talented pitcher in Major League history, and maybe the best. In terms of nine innings, you want a guy. The pitch. That's a strike to Lucas Dunn, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, and Zach, I'm going to go ahead and poise a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Max Scherzer, who could upstage him, who's active at the big league level right now? Not necessarily with the Rangers, just...
The 0-1 is swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. In terms of a career?
Being the best player to ever put a Riders uniform on, should they?
Corey Seager.
Corey Seager.
Yeah. Corey Seager last year. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Home with a breaking ball off the outside corner. Three pitches. He sits down done. There are two outs here in the ninth inning. Riders trailing by four. Cole Cummings bats now. Do you have a different answer?
Well, what I was originally thinking is saying with Scherzer upstaging DeGrom,
oh, what player I see what you're saying.
In Major League Baseball could upstage Max Scherzer? Not necessarily a Ranger, but...
There's a ground ball foul down the right side. It's 0-1. I mean, Mike Trout.
There's a good one. There's very few.
Yeah, very few
players
that can
upstage Scherzer.
You could make an argument of Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, yeah.
We already saw Justin Verlander here earlier this year. There's a really good argument there between those three. Best pitcher of this generation. 0-1. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's still 0-2. In terms of hitters, not really sure there are many as good as Scherzer in his career outside of Mike Trout. Aaron Judge, maybe. I don't think he's there yet at this point, though.
But there is potential to be there.
Definitely. And Mookie Betts as well.
Yeah.
0-2. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Zavala cutting over and ranging back. He settles and makes the catch. And the inning is over. A scoreless inning for Andy Rodriguez with a harmless walk here in the ninth inning and a strikeout. We go bottom nine. Riders need four to tie. We're at the bottom of the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Cooper Johnson leads it off for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 6-2. Ryan Auk back out for another inning of work. Johnson, Degody, Osuna, 8-9-1. Johnson stands in from the right side against Auk, who struck out the only two he saw in the eighth inning. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Johnson already with a homer tonight. And the first pitch is outside, 1-0. 2-for-3 day for the Rough Riders catcher. Offering in. Strike on the upper edge outside corner, 1-1. That's low and outside, 2-1. So the Riders will take on the missions tomorrow if this ends up being a loss for the Riders, trailing by four here in the ninth. Frisco falling for just the third time against San Antonio this season in 19 games. 2-1. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. There it's been sheer and utter dominance against the Padres affiliate. 2-2. That's in the outside corner. Got him looking. So three batters face, three strikeouts for Auk. One away. Here's Alex Degody. One for two today in the pitch. Just a little bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Degody has singled and walked. He's also flied out to right. Auk brings it. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike now on Degody. The missions with double-digit hits today. It means the Rough Riders have now allowed double-digit hits in six of the last seven games. So rare to see that from such a good pitching team. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ryan Hawk has struck out. Or excuse me, that's 1-2 now. Beg your pardon. One ball and two strikes here on DeGoti. The offering is lined down the right side and foul, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Frisco allowed a batting average in that series against Springfield of 350. They hit over 380 against the Rough Riders bullpen as well. 1-2. Got him looking. At the bottom of the zone, four strikeouts and four batters faced for Ock. Two down. Here's Osuna. Final hope for the Rough Riders on this Tuesday night. The pinch. Outside 1-0. 0-4 today with a line out to center, a ground into a double play, a strikeout, and another flyout to left field. 1-0. He swings and lines it foul down the left side. One ball and one strike. Riders two runs tonight. Run scoring on a double play and a solo homer by Cooper Johnson. That's it. 1-1 is sent in the air out to left center field. Hollis back on the run to the warning track. He's there to make the catch, and the ball game is over. And the Riders fall in this first game of the series against San Antonio 6-2. Luke Maley has your coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the post-game show. The Rough Riders come up short in this one, 6-2 here in the series opener against the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. You go back to that first inning, Ben Anderson got beat up a little bit in that top of the first. He picked up the first out, but then allowed a double, followed by an RBI single by Romeo Sanabria. Then hit Robbie Tenorowicz, who hopefully is okay. He exited after being hit by the pitch. Cole Cummings then poured in an RBI single, and a two-run homer by Marcus Castagnon was really the difference in this ballgame. A four-run, four-hit top of the first inning, and then Ben Anderson settled in. He ended up going a scoreless second, third, fourth, and fifth inning. And then in the sixth, he exited with the bases loaded and an 0-2 count. Seth Clark delivered a wild pitch and then struck out Ray Patrick Ditter. So Ben Anderson's final line, 5 2/3, 9 hits, 5 earned runs, a homer, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He suffers the loss tonight. He falls to 5-7. Henry Baez improves to 3-0 in his AA career. The 21-year-old has made it look easy to this point. Five innings of two-run, six-hit baseball, striking out four and walking two. He gets the win. He is 3-0. The Rough Riders tried to inch back closer, but couldn't quite get it done. They added a run in the third inning on a ground out. A 4-6-3 double play by Alejandro Osuna allowed Cooper Johnson to come home to score the first run of the game for the Rough Riders, that is. And then a solo homer by Cooper Johnson provided the other run. So Johnson led the offense for the Rough Riders. You look, they were able to notch eight hits with multi-hit games coming from Aaron Zavala, who went 2-for-4, as well as Cooper Johnson, who went 2-for-4. Johnson picked up the lone RBI tonight for the Riders, and he scored at both runs. So Cooper Johnson, really the catalyst offensively for the Riders, but they come up short, losing 6-2 here in this series opener. Another one at 7:05 tomorrow. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders fall tonight to the San Antonio Missions for just the third time out of 19 games. They are 16-3 against San Antonio on the year. But San Antonio picks up the win here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Final score 6-2 in favor of the visiting Missions. The Riders dropping to 24-22 here in the second half. The Missions now 22-23. But a lot of fun yet to be had, not only on the field, but away from the diamond and in the promotions category for the Rough Riders here this week in what is the second-to-last homestand of the season. The Rough Riders will host some postseason baseball come Thursday, September 19th, and an if-necessary game on Friday, September 20th. Should the Rough Riders advance, they will also host Game 1 of the Championship Series on Sunday, September 22nd. Go ahead and get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Well, the Riders drop tonight. They're back in action tomorrow at 7:05. It's the right-hander and number two prospect in the Rangers organization, Kamar Rocker, who is 0-0 with a 0.60 ERA. Going against another right-hander in Ryan Berger, who is 2-7 with a 5.12 ERA on the year. And there's all sorts of fun stuff headed for us here this coming week, not only, as we mentioned, on the diamond, which is a week that's going to feature Max Scherzer in a couple of nights, as well as Jacob DeGrom. You can check out the Rough Riders special ticket packages online at RidersBaseball.com featuring deals for those two starters. But tomorrow you can get in the gates for just $11, a 7.05 first pitch for Kamar Rocker versus Ryan Berger. And then on Thursday, it's Thirsty Thursday, as well as Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Those 21 and up can grab tickets to the Lazy River for just $25, including tickets to the Lazy River and exclusive drink specials, $2 drinks running throughout the evening. And then on Friday, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Classic TV Night, our Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with an 18 van replica for a great throwback night. It also is a Fireworks Friday, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. We'll do it again at 7:05 on Saturday. It's Baseball in Paradise Night as well as Princess and Pirates Night. Going to plan your escape to Riders Field on Saturday with Baseball in Paradise Night. And then following the conclusion of that game, Kids Can Run the Bases post-game presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. Then round out the weekend on Sunday, another 6:05 first pitch. It's Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. You can head to Riders Field for Touch a Truck Night. You can interact with local construction, police, and fire personnel, as well as their vehicles here at the ballpark. It's also a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. So you want to make sure to arrive early, bring your glove, bring a ball, because there's some outfield catch prior to the game, starting at 5 o'clock and running through 5:30, with the gates opening right at 5 o'clock. And then post-game fireworks presented by Globe Life and, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. That'll wrap up the Rough Riders' 12-game homestand in this six-game set against the San Antonio Missions. You won't be able to catch the Riders back here at Riders Field until Monday, September 2nd, when they host the Wichita Wind Surge for a six-game series running from September 2nd through September 8th. And then the Riders will hit the road for one last series before the postseason picks up. So make sure to grab your tickets to not only this week, but also the postseason. Should be a ton of fun here at Riders Field over the coming days, featuring some rehab appearances from Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. And before that all happens, it's Kamar Rocker tomorrow, and he has been excellent for the Riders, just a 0.60 ERA. He has been cruising. The Rangers' number two prospect gets the ball tomorrow against Ryan Berger. But that wraps us up tonight. The Riders drop 6-2, the final score against the San Antonio Missions. Game two tomorrow at 7:05. Want to catch you here at the ballpark, but if not, we hope you join us with pregame coverage beginning at 6:50 on the Riders Baseball Network. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Tuesday evening with us. Rough Riders dropped the series opener 6-2, but they're back in action tomorrow at 7:05.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!